drive. It doesn't become chametz any which way. You'll say because people like flavors, they like, say, like brittle wafers. Yeah, but you have brittle wafers that are chametz too. Well, right, they have these matzahs which taste the same, but it says the fair is not to pass over you, say. Shulam means that they're very, very possibly chametz. When we get to the factory, Mr. Shem, next week, we'll try to find out if that's really true. Not the passive, is it really chametz? Or just that they just can't take responsibility?
Sometimes
these are not that. Maybe. Anyway, Rabosai. Oh. Gavaldik. Gavaldik. There's not the passive you say. So that means that they're very possibly chametz. When we get to the factory, Mr. Shem, next week, we'll try to find out if that's really true. Not the passive, is it really chametz? Or just that they just can't take responsibility.
Sometimes
these are
not
that. Maybe. Anyway.
Rabosai.
Oh. Gavaldik. 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 Now. Here we come to now the final point, which is delicate. It really is a delicate point. I'd like to quote one more source. Yeah. From both was both me. No. He don't need Shimur Shem Mitzvah at all. He did Shimur for the purpose of Pesach. Not only for the Mitzvah of Pesach. I got to have Shimur because I have to Matzah and Chalamayit also, not Mitzvah.
Yeah.
So very good. A goy. So he has a one-liner over here. One. Let me just read the one line. The half a line. He says, "Ulai le'inyan zeh ein psul begoy." And there's half lines over here. For respect to this then. There's no psul by a goy. I think he's right. You have to say that. It's called Rav Haigon. There's no psul by a goy.
Who's watching?
The goy is begging matzahs. I'm watching it. Make sure there's a good job. The goy is begging it. So the Rav Haigon said it's good. Watch. We want to know why. So Rav Hashulman had a shtickle Torah. You know why? Because there's no din of the shame matzahs mitzvah. Ah, you have to have the shame as opposed to the shame zevach. You have to do the shame matzah pesach. Shiyeh the shame matzah shal pesach. That a goy is good enough. Question is why? Very good, man. Very good. Question is why? What's the lumdus bond? What's the lumdus over here? Oh. So here, Rabosai. In the Sefer Seder Ha'ara, also in the Baal Degas Sefer, also on page 1, page 2, actually, the opening, he starts up with this, he starts also. He quotes a Birch HaShmuel in Gittin, Baruch Ber. Simon Yud, who asked this kasha, by Breyer. Actually, the kasha is quoted here. Oh, he quotes the kasha from an offering Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, Matzah Yeshana. What's Matzah Yeshana mean, Rabosai? What is Matzah Yeshana, no? Old Matzah, more than 30 days old. All of our matzah yeshana. Did we discuss it? Wait a minute. This year, didn't we mention once that we're going to make an argument? All of our matzahs are no good because everyone's all baked more than 30 days before Pesach. Am I in dreamland? Did we discuss that a long time ago?
We mentioned it once.
Yeah. So Beis Hillel says, no, you don't recall matzah yeshana is kosher against Beis Shama. Why? It derives from sukkah. Same machlokes by sukkah. Because by Shammai they both need the Shema. Because by Silla they both don't need the Shema. Hiksha Tzlach. How can you say that matzah doesn't require the Shema? Pesach Lamed Hei. Chalas Toda Rekike Nazir is no good. You see, you need the Shema. That's Tzlach's kasha. Then he has the second of Minchas Chinuch's kasha. Ain't Breyer B'Darais. Kasha already raised before. There are two kashas, two bomb kashas in the Birch HaShmuel Siman Yud. Here's the following answer. Tzvei Dinim. Talmud for Reb Chaim. And when he finishes everything, he says, Bechamah to Reb Chaim. I don't know where Reb Chaim is found. And he saw a disciple called Rashi Pisamim. Who was the Rashi Pisamim? Who was the Rashi Pisamim? I don't know who that is. Who's that? I don't know. It's like this. Look what he says. He said two dinim. You have the Shema by get, by Sefer Torah. That's called the Shema. There's also the Kavana. What's Kavana? This is Shrikas Kavana. This is the Shema by Get, by Korbanis, by Sefer Torah, by Tefillin and Mezuzis. You do it, the Shema. Comes the Get and the Korban and the Sefer Torah. There should be a seal, the Shema, etc. Without an seal, the Shema doesn't become a Get, doesn't become a Korban, etc. But Kavana is not that way. It doesn't affect the Chefta. It's a different kind of Indian Kavanah. He says it's not being for Tanai V'Sofek. The Inbidin L'Shma may not work. Shafim from Breira. You have to come on to Breira. Breira may not work. Masha'enke B'Din Kavanah, he says, Afilu Al-Sofek Nami Havi Kavanah V'Kevan D'Hasof Sofa Kevan U'Kivein Hach Kavanah. This reminds me of what we discussed last week. By Sfira, you can't have Kavanah be Suffolk. Or Kavanah al Tanai. Kavanah's Kavanah. You can't be so fanciful when it comes to Kavanah. I once gave you this year that we had once before, you know, so. Tanai Shecht was covered with Tanai. If they pay me my salary, it's good. If not, it's going to be in the Vela. Did I mention that mushroom to you once before? Or Bechonah get that mushroom? I didn't mention anything else, yeah. Something you can't make a Tanai on. It's Kavanah. You have Kavanah the Shechita. It's good enough. I think so. Maybe it was last year, whatever it was. I think I mentioned it yourself once. See, when I have Kavan, it's a different kind of a din. Completely different. It's like this. Shmira Matzah is an halacha of Kavan. It's not Lashma. We call it the Shem Matzah, but it's really Kavan. All it is Kavan. You don't need Ratzah. It's Kavan. Kavan of a mitzvah. That's all it is. Memela, the Michas Chinuch's Kasha is answered. Why? Because it's nothing to do with Breira. It's just you have in mind a possibility of one possibility is Kavana for the midst of Korban, for the midst of Matzah and Pesach. That's good enough. And it's that the Kasha and Slach too. You don't need Lishma. Aha! Lishma you don't need. The Yerushalmi by Sukkah, maybe you don't need Lishma in the way that you would need what? Jabosai. No. The way that you would need Lishma by Get, and by Sefer Torah, by Tefillin, Mezuzah, that you don't need. Except for the Beis Shammah. But Kavanah you do need. That's the Pshat. That's what Baruch Meir says. It's Mispircha Shmuel, Gittin Simen Yud. Rabbol Sayat, I'll go beyond that. This answers the Akasha of the Mikroi Kodesh too. It's only in the Bezit Kasha, your Kasha. A Goy. A Goy can't make Lishma. The whole Sugya Gittin. I want to make a whole sugya. Will the guy work or will not work? So if you want the guy to write the get, then I'll watch him. Whether it works or not, it depends on the shaila. Is the ksiva of the get lishma didn't kavana, didn't rock him, what we call. That's the lumpness over here. Could it be worked with tonight? Could it be bevatlet? The mechonah's all piece of kovetz earth. Could it be bevatlet or not? Can you be bevatlet a shechita? Shech the kovetz, I'm bevatlet. It's not too late. It's kosher, it's the end. So can you be bevatlet lishma of the get? It's the machlokos of Rishonim. Harder into that. Again, we're going to Kitz and Nimritz, it's a Shasanian over here. But that answers the question. And I want to go further, beyond what Baruch Beth said. It goes like this. The best comparison is Sukkah. That's the comparison which the Yerushalmi gave us. Sukkah is also the Kavan. Also, which is used with the Lashon of Lashem, which is misleading. Absolutely misleading. And it says Lashem, Matzah's Mitzvah. We don't mean Lashem, we mean according to this case, we only mean Kavanah. Where else do you find the expression Lashem in Sukkah, which just means really Kavanah, which works through a Goy? So what is that? Come on, who remembers? Lashem what? Come on. No. Who knows what I'm talking about? No. Rechava says in Talk Fresh, Lamed Hey. Based on Sukkah Daf Ches. Sukkah afa pi shlo nas l'shem mitzvah k'shera. V'hu shetehe asuya litzel. Was the poskim call based on the shame tail? Kigon sukkah's goy, not etc. The goy can make a sukkah, and it has to be on the shame tail. How can a goy make a sukkah lishma? The shame tail. What do you mean the shame tail? To the exclusion of what? The Magen Avraham. To the exclusion of tznius or otzer or dira, some other things you're not considered the shame tail. Rabbosai, making a sukkah, you have to have kavana for tail. And the goy could have his kavana. The goy could have kavana for the sukkah. This is being made to protect the individuals who are going to sit in the sukkah from the rain, from the element, etc., etc. Chesem and Beis, the source. It's exactly the Yushami's two shell is perfect. It's a perfect analogy. You have to make the matzah. The matzah has to be made, Rabbi also listened very carefully, for the purpose of Pesach. Not exactly perfect now, we'll see in a minute why. As opposed to the Shem Zevach, why is it imperfect? Because tzel is not a halacha concept. Tzel is even a goy can't understand tzel. A guy is ready, he puts up an umbrella, so the goy understands it perfectly. But he had told the goy to watch the matzah for the purpose of Pesach. Not matzah mitzvah, that's too much for him to understand, but it's for Pesach use, for Passover use. So it's not a perfect analogy, but it's the same as so. So only have a Kavana hafach, as he said before. Kavana for what? Rabbi say for what? Zevach. For zevach is no good. A kavana by the shame dira otzer tznius, as the Magen Avraham says, that completely knocks it out. So because of this, we understand all the three answers, three questions. We understand why it doesn't depend upon Breira. We understand the stira, the Yerushalmi, and the Bavli. And we understand why it works by a goy. Oh. If you look carefully in the David said Aruch there, I think it's footnote 8 in the very first page, he quotes a bunch of other Ma'am Makamas, called Shurim and Aflamaches, and Abserab Chaim, and it sounds that he's putting them all together. If you look at the Kovas Shurim, it's exactly the reverse of what we just said now, so I don't quite understand what he's getting at, but I'll go pause and we have a good answer to these questions. The Kitzur, the Aruch HaShulchan is gewaltig, it's an eye-opener, fantastic shot, Mukhruch, in the Riff and in the Rambam. We have to just be able to pick up the pieces from the Chalas Todah. It's been the status of a guy and the status of Brera. We try the best we can. We'll try maybe tomorrow to clarify a little bit more. Okay. Good. Speak about it, yeah. Everyone going to Mishnah Brewer tomorrow. Everybody. We have to go to see inside. It's be a lot of it. Yeah. Tomorrow, Shia. Everybody tomorrow bringing the Mishnah Brewer, please. We'll go through line by line. Okay. But Shia today, we have to discuss a number of very important topics. Number one, I have a chiddush. Very rarely do I have a chance to look at my notes when we learned something 15 years ago. But last night I had occasion to look inside. I found my own teretz to a kasha which we raised yesterday for the Minchas Chinuch. So I'm quoting myself. And I gave you the hint by giving one of the Ma'amar Kairos. I was so impressed with my own Bekiyas, I quoted there, I look up, I say, I'm quoting a Chazanish in Menachas. I said, how do I know a Chazanish in Menachas? Doesn't make sense, I don't understand it. Later I found that Rabbi Nadav was closer to the footnotes. I realized where I must have gotten it from. Rabbi Nadav came out that year. We learned Tavshan Lamed Tev 15 years ago, and Tavshan Lamed Ches, Rabbi Nadav came out. It was like an instant bestseller when it came out. So we used to look at it time to time. See, with the question of Breira, that's what Menachas Chinuch's Kasha presupposes. And there are two separate requirements for the Shema. Emelin Breyer, you must have come across Breyer somewhere in your Talmudic career. You know, you have a get for Rochel A or Rochel B. Or you want to make an Eruv to the east or to the west. You have to make what we call Masnal Shnei Dvorim, the Ramban phrase in the Masechta Gittin. You want to make one of two things. It should be this look or that look should be Truma. One of two things. You need, if I'm saying it has to, that's what Breyer means. So if the halacha would be Rabbosai, then you need one of two lishmos. Either if I'm going to use it, I'm going to be able to sell it for the shame matas, the shame chalas toda. It'll be the shame chalas toda. That lishmo will be required. Or if I can't find the customer, then I need a different lishmos required. What's that? The shame matas mitzvah. Then it'll be a serious question of prayer that the Michal Skinner asks. But lo and behold, I saw the Chazan Ish that he thinks that there's no such requirement as having the shame Chalas total. No such thing. He goes to the Kochim. I don't know Kochim too well. I'll tell you the truth. The Nachas, this isn't Mincha, not a Mincha. I couldn't even understand exactly what was happening. But I'll call upon him. Bottom line, the Chazanish says he thinks there's no requirement to have this Chalas Matzah for the Korban Toda made, the shame Zeva. No such requirement. Nor of us, the Chazanish. If you had a mind, the shame Zeva, even though it's not a requirement, that ruins the L'Shem Matzah Smitzah. You're not doing L'Shem Pesach, you're doing L'Shem you're doing L'Shem Zevach. But it's not L'Shem Zevach as a requirement. Even though it's not a requirement, it can still ruin it. Oy, bazoy, I thought, I think this is my own Torah, I didn't see it anywhere. Now to answer the question of Breira. The Michal Schinnach is a kasha, it's a chayim Breira. You have in mind for Korban Mitzvah of Pesach, you have in mind for Mitzvah of Zevach. Which one is it? Make up your mind. That making up your mind only be required if you need L'Shem Pesach for Pesach, and L'Shem Zevach for Zevach. You can't play both ends in the middle. But there's no such thing as L'Shem Zevach. So if I have in mind B'Feir is L'Shem Zevach and L'Shem Zevach only, that's a mafkia of L'Shem Pesach. But if I have in mind ambivalence, I'm straddling the fence, maybe we'll do this, maybe we'll do that. That's not considered a hafka of what? Of L'Shem Pesach. I listen, how can you do L'Shem Zevach if that's what he ultimately sells? It doesn't matter. There's no chiyuv to do the preparation of the Chalas Toda, the shame Zevach Toda. Not a requirement. That's a quotation from me from 15 years ago that I thought of this Torah to the Michal Schinnach's Kasha. Okay? By the way, if you want to look at the Michal Schinnach, I spent this morning spending some time reading through the mitzvahs of the Michal Schinnach al Matzah. What a fascinating essay, if I may use that word. It goes about 5 pages, you know, big pages. It's just great. It goes on and on and on. Yeah, now I read the old one. I have the old Michal Schinnach here, but you've got the new one. It's even better.
Now, do you technically just have Kavana for the Karban, for Masa's Mitzvah the whole entire time, and then just if you want later on for Karban?
Well, then what the Chazanish says, yeah. Yes, definitely.
Why? Wouldn't that be a mafkia? Wouldn't having Kavana Lashay Mitzvah be a mafkia that you couldn't use it for Zelda?
I don't think so. I think a Zedekah, there's no such thing, there's no requirement of Kavanah, of special Lishma.
No, but you may not need a special Kavanah, but if you have Kavanah for something else, you may not be able to...
Yeah, we mentioned it, I think, well, the Rambam is a possibility. I don't think it applies over here. By the way, speaking of Michal Schinnach, two things. First of all, he says a var which is unbelievable. The first var in the whole long essay is in the first Mishnah. And he wants to tie a kuspin min chitin shibol shul v'shibim min tzorin. What's he doing here? So Rashi is linyan truma. Linyan truma. Why Rashi linyan truma? What am I saying that for? The first Rashi in the Gemara, why did he say that for? I didn't pay attention the first time. So he said the answer is pashut. Because with respect to matzah, we presume that all five are mitzurif. You have a fifth of kazayas of chitin, a fifth of tzorin, a fifth of kuspin, etc. It would be mitzurif. And the whole page, an entire page, the Milchah Skinner to try to explain, no, it's with respect to Matzah, what he's doing here. And he claims that you don't say all five of Mitzurah and Linyan Matzah. It's not true. Because the whole source of all five of Mitzurah is a Brice which is quoted in the Gemara in Brochus. And if you look there in Rashi or some other Mepharshim explains it's referring to Menachas. It's not referring to Matzah. So he wants to claim the Rambam never said by Matzah. By Morrow, yeah. By Morrow, we'll get to it. We're discussing Morrow later in the week. But by Matzah, he wants to claim that the not mature. And only what? Kuspin min chitin. Yeah, min bimino, he calls it. They are mature. But not all five together. Just telling you the opening line in the Chassin is Nachidish Nifla. That's number one, Aram Chassin. Number two, Aram Chassin. Who was the Chassin? What was his name? What was his family name? Anyone know? Babad. The famous Mishpacha, the Babad. The Babad family are the ones who are giving the Hashkacha on the Haredi Matzahs that are being sold here. The Tarkiv Matzahs. However, I thought we were going to go next Monday to the Tarkiv Haredi bakery, but apparently not. Apparently we're going to the Shatza bakery. Apparently Shatza bakery is a nicer and bigger facility, and we're going to attempt to have Rabbi Babad, the Abbezin of Tarkiv, of Abbezin, the Kilik Vashem Michas Chinuch, to come with us, because even though he's not directly about the Shatz and Matzahs now, but he was for many years before they had this Chared that he used to be the Shatz. I'm going to try to work that out. I'm also going to try to work out the machine, but then someone told me today it might be too late. They stopped taking pesos already. I don't know. I have to, because they can't distribute it so fast. I don't know. So we'll try. We'll see what happens. We'll do the best we can. Yeah.
Is Rama right what you said? Because Rama says that you should only have matzah from wheat. This mission will be talking about all these five types. So what seems to be the problem? Make matzah from all two types.
No, that's different. No. It's considered a better min. No. All right. Okay, that's off. Now Rabosai, having said that, we now go on to the following questions. It's very much lemaisa. What happens if someone makes matzahs, not l'shem the Seder night, but l'shem Pesach? You have to eat 7 days matzahs. In America, 8. And he needs a lot of matzahs. If he wants, he'll make the matzahs l'shem to eat it on Pesach, but not to eat it the first night of Pesach. What's the din? Mahadin. What's the din? So the chor depends on our discussion from yesterday. If you need the shame matzahs mitzvah, then what, Rabbi said, then what? No good. If, however, it's what, like the Rambam and the Rif said, it's the shame shima mechimetz for Chagah Pesach, then it should be good. It's the Mikroi Kodesh says in Simon Aleph, I believe, which is not in the Rambam because it was very, very long. But somewhere in the middle of that, he discusses this issue. That's what he says. The Moadim Uzmanim and Chelek Zion Simon Kuf Ayin, I believe it is, says, that's why we have the mitzvah of saying, meaning of saying, L'shem Matzah's mitzvah. Why don't we say L'shem Mitzvah's matzah? Usually we make tzitzis, L'shem Mitzvah's tzitzis. L'shem Mitzvah's tefillin, or whatever. But why is L'shem Matzah's mitzvah, not Mitzvah's matzah? It's a tongue twister. What's the reason for it? It's pasha. If you would say L'shem Mitzvah's matzah, it may mean all 7 days of mitzvah. With the grosh sheet, without the grosh sheet, or whatever. So therefore, to avoid this ambiguity, we turn it around and say, L'shem Matzah's mitzvah, which has a connotation of what? Of what, Rabbi Osai? Of the Seder, Leil Tetzvah. Oh. Yeah. We spoke about the question of Chereshot of a cotton and the Nochri doing the kneading of the dough in the presence of the Yisrael. Is it good or is it no good? Rav Haigon said that it is good. The question was, why is it good? It's no good by other areas where you need the Shema. So yes, they said the Teretz and the Rav Baruch Ber, Bircha Shmuel, where he said he is sold that when it comes to matzah, the dinner of the Shema is not a dinner we call Ratzon, but it's what he called Kavana. And we mentioned that there are many, many distinctions between Ratzon and Kavona. Kavona is an Indian of, doesn't require so much da'at, it requires intention. And it's kind of an intention, it's enough to have intellectual capacity. Don't have anything else he did. Yes, ma'am. Yeah. I don't understand the Tushna too well either. I don't know. But without the Tushna, there's enough to have Kavana. We have a cloud Kavana. Kavana is enough to have to even have someone who's not the Chayiv in the mitzvah, even someone who's even a Goy perhaps, even someone who's underage or a Cheresh or Shoita. It works for Kavana. Oh. So that's one possible Teretz. That'll explain why a Goy is good. Oh. But it's another completely different approach which we can take. Completely different. Which is really what the Ritva talks about. And that is as follows. It never says, Vasisim es ha-matzis l'shmo. There's not even a drosha which tells us how we have to make the matzis. The drosha is what? Ushmartem es ha-matzis. So the Ritva quotes a svara in the name of the Ra'o. There's no problem. I can have the guy do it as long as I watch. I had a kashi, the maisa of a cheir is short of a cotton, the nochri is nothing. Avad is nothing. The Torah spoke about his ma'isa. Not by a get. By a get it says, the cost of the same increases. If I have the guy do it and I'm watching, it's no good because it doesn't work. Because the ma'isa which the Torah describes is the writing. And the Goy is writing, so I'm watching, doesn't help. Here the Torah doesn't say to make the matzahs, doesn't say vapisem, doesn't say velashtem, doesn't say whatever. What does it say? It says what? It says ushmartem, and the Yid is doing the shmirah. That the Goy happens to be taking his fingers into the dough instead of my fingers, so my fingers stay clean, his fingers get dirty. Who cares? That's the Ra'o says. If that's the case, Ra'o says, no problem. No problem. We asked the kasha before, why is it that the Shem Tov does no good? You see, it's the Yid Lishmo, but here, by a Goy, Goy can't make Lishmo, here it's Pashut. When it comes to Chalas Todah, the entire Shmir was the Shem Korban Todah. You prevent it from becoming chametz for the purpose of the korban toda. That's no good. But over here, I did the shmira. And why did I do the shmira? For the sake of the mitzvah of Pesach. The guy's hands got dirty. Some of his hands got dirty. Who cares? That's a completely different teretz. This teretz would work even without the Aruch HaShulchan Zvara, without the Rambam, with the Rib. This could work even according to the standard conventional wisdom. But they need the shem matzah mitzvah. Right, but still, a goy could be good because, after all, it only says shmira, it doesn't say asir. Of course, this is tremendously significant for machine shmura. That's what we're going to discuss right now. Machine shmura matzah. Do you fulfill the mitzvah of machine shmura matzah? Do you not fulfill the machine shmura matzah? So there are a number of different issues. First of all, I want to point out that machine matzah bechlal triggered one of the biggest disputes in the history of the 19th century Balei Halacha, but it was an incredible dispute. Unbelievable, of course, it slept to the 20th century a little bit too, but when it first came out, you know, when there was the what do you call the Industrial Revolution, and machine matzahs, there was some who said, this is the best thing that happened to the Jewish people. Till now, there was so much human error, and so many mistakes, and so much chometz in the matzah bakery, that you couldn't be so careful. Now that we're automated, you know, it's going to be terrific. Great. Many Gedolei Yisrael backed it. On the other hand, there were those who said it's absolutely chametz. Absolutely chametz. Why? Our grandfather didn't make this way. You were going to make new innovations. What's this technology? What is this? Modernism. Mamash Gedolei Yisrael fought back and forth for tens of years. Mamash was going on and on and on. You look at all the Gedolei Poskim of the late 19th century. Unbelievable polemics. We're not going to go into that. In my opinion, I have to be honest with you, in my opinion, even those poskim who didn't like the machines of 100 years ago, but the machines of today are better. I guess maybe I'm too much of a modernist myself. But in my opinion, the machine matzahs are not chometz, and we'll have to see for ourselves, but they're not chometz, and there's less chance of human error, and they're streamlined, and they're clean. It seems to me... Some briskets eat, some don't. Different. Okay, different. No. His house, different story. His grandfather's. Hold on, one second. Now, so I'm not discussing machine matzahs all Pesach. I think that's good. What about shmur? So again, according to the Rif, the all shmur means is what? What does shmur mean? No, the shame Pesach. Well, it should also be good. Machine shmur should be no question. The question according to the conventional wisdom, Rashi, Tosis, the Rosh, all of them say you need the Shahim Matzah Mitzvah. Can you do that with a machine or not? I mean, I have activated the machine can say the Shahim Matzah Mitzvah, no question about it. My kids have little toys, you know, you press the button, it says, blah, 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 blah. It's like the program the machine to bellow the Shahim Matzah Mitzvah, but the machine is an inanimate character, the human being, the bus of Adam. There are still human beings in the factory, so far. That stops, we'll be in trouble. But right now there's still people, you know, flesh and blood, Yidden, walking around the factory. They'll scream out L'Shem Matzah Mitzvah, and they'll press the button, boom. And everything's going by itself. But I press the button. Is that good or no? So the first question is, which we're not going to discuss too much today, just make mention of it. When I press the button, is everything that ensues considered if I did it or not? This is Shaz's ramifications way beyond Matzah Shmura. That's it is. Yeah, Bechule, Shabbos. This has ramifications worldwide, throughout the world of Halacha. And the Chazon Ish talks about it, of course, he was one of the Gedolei Olam in these matters. He seems to say it is considered my Matzah Shmura. If I press a button, it's not called Grubber. Rama's not a maaser. Rama's not my maaser. But the Gemara says, Losatzka Malacha, Asiya, Osir, Grama Mutter. The Gemara says, Shabbos Abkufchav. You know what we call it Koach Sheni. What does Koach Sheni mean? When I throw something, it's Koach Rishon. If it bounces off, it's Koach Sheni. But Koach Sheni, if Pashtus works, it's considered but my maaser. I would be chayav on Shabbos. There's some special case where you need Koach Gavra, the whole Arichos, from Sahaya Madrega, but perhaps Koach Sheni would not qualify. But Pashas, this is not one of them. And therefore, even if you call Koach Sheni, it would not be considered Grom of Pashas, and therefore you would be Chayav B'Shabbos, and you would be Yod to the mitzvah of Tzvias and Tzitzis Lishma, and you would be Yod to the mitzvah of Asiyas Matzah Lishma. So Pashas, according to many Rishonim, or many Poskim, I should say, pressing a button is itself an Asiyah, that is up to Allah Kashas. If that's correct, there's no Shail anymore. There's no Shail at all. I baked the matzah myself by pressing the button. I baked the matzah. I did it myself. I did it myself. Now, what if you hold it's not considered if I did it? What if it's not I did it? Well, then at first glance, how can I be lishma? I didn't do anything. Well, let's go back. We just mentioned our quoted by the Ritva. What did he say, Ravosa? What did he say? Ushmartem es ha-matzes. The guy can do it in my presence. Why? Because I'm watching it. But obviously, according to the Ra'ah, I mean, should say, nothing is obvious completely, but the Chora, according to the Ra'ah, as long as I watch it, it's okay. See, here too, I'm watching it, it's okay. Right? I'm watching it, it's okay. Alright? Pashtus. Should be no problem. Should be no problem. Now, the question becomes the other poskim who say a cheresh of the cotton is no good. What about a machine? So how can the machine be better than a 12-year-old kid? So I'll tell you why. Not my chiddush. It says in the Mikroi Kodesh, it's based upon already a Me'iri and a Minchas Chinuch. You see, the Me'iri and the Minchas Chinuch on their own, you know, obviously not really, the Minchas Chinuch didn't know about the Me'iri, it wasn't printed in his day, were bought about the Ra'ah's Kasha. What do you mean? If a guy does it, it's no good. I watched it. Watching is good enough. Why not? Such a gewaltig gevor at the Ra'ah. So why is it wrong called the Ra'ah Poskim? Many Poskim. So they both come with the same amazing answer based on an often a Gemara and Chagiga of all places. On Chagiga Daf Chof, the Gemara comes up with a Yisod. What's the Yisod of the Gemara? Ein Odom Mishamer Ma Shebiyad Chaveiro. I cannot consider watching what's in your hand. If that's the case, says the Me'iri and the Minchas Chinuch have to him independently, if the guy is kneading the dough, it's in his hand. True, I'm standing there watching him. That's not considered a sufficient watching. It's not, I can't do a good job watching. Can't do it. 1 minute. So the question that becomes, if this is true, what about a machine? So the Mikroi Kodesh is a little conflicted. At first he says, maybe it should be no good. The same way as I can't watch something which is in another person's hands, so too I can't watch something which is in nobody's hand, but rather it's lying in a machine. But then he says, maybe not. Maybe not. From Chief Pesach Frank said he had a conversation with the Rebbe from Strapkov, a Rebbe. Don't know who that is. He wants to make a diuk. Why does the Gemara say, Ein ad mishamer b'mashe b'yad chaveiro? What should it have said? Ein ad mishamer im ein b'yad shalom. That's the key line. Look at b'yad chaveiro. It's not in my hands. So he's medayik from that. No. All what's b'yad chaveiro is not mishamer. But that which is not b'yad chaveiro, then I'll read you the lashon. This is a very interesting line. Shapir nitpas hakavana l'shem matzis mitzvah. Afal pisha ein b'yado. So he said, if that's the case, the machine should be good. Wow. What's he saying? You know how it is in this world. If you put someone else in charge, no matter how many times you say it to your mind, not that way, you by definition pull back. someone else in charge. Yeah, I'm gonna be on top of it. I'm gonna be watch over. I'm gonna be right there, right on top. I'm gonna monitor it. But he's a bus of a dumb. Probably reliable. Probably trustworthy. So I'm not gonna be so much on top of the situation. That's just the way it is. However, Rabosai, if there's no one else in charge, I'm in charge. The buck stops here. They're not gonna fire the machine. Huh? So I'm the one who's in charge. So then, if you pay some Frank suggests, a Chiddush Gadol, then maybe that should be considered good, because the Ra'az Yisod is an Emes Nagi Yisod. Ushmatim as a Matz. The only reason why we're all Poskim argue with him is why. And the Misham Babiat Chaver, the Mi'iri says in the Minchas Chinuch also, that's only Chavero, not if it's in the machine. What an interesting idea. Yes?
I don't understand how watching it is the same thing as having the Kavod of the Shem Matz.
Well, you're watching it with Kavon L'Shem Matzvitz. You scream out L'Shem Matzvitz, and then you watch.
Yeah, but isn't L'Shem Matzvitz that I'm doing something L'Shem
Matzvitz? So that's the Shaila. Is the Mikroi Kodesh of Svara correct? Or is it not correct?
Also,
the Mikroi Kodesh, yeah. The grandson's proof. The grandson brings the proof from what? The beer aloch, which you have to eat. Everyone has a Mishnah Brewer, I hope, today. I asked you if you have a Mishnah Brewer. I hope so. We're going to see it soon inside. Talk about a rechayim shalmayim. What's a rechayim shalmayim? A watermill. What does a watermill do? You put the thing in a machine, basically, and the machine goes by itself. And what does the machine do? It goes around and around and around and around and around and around with the water, and it simply grinds up the wheat. No, how can it be good? You didn't do anything. The answer is, one second. Apparently, the answer is, at least according to this suggestion, he says, Bechayim Shomayim is okay. You had to practice in the Be'al Lachem, you saw it inside. For a tchina berechayim shomayim uchdom alalisha ne mechona. Umikan tas rayo deri moron, he says about his grandfather, Rav Tzvi Pesach. The rak betchina de avgum yeshon lechistor and shalein al mesha mea chaveru. Avaloa de mechona. Shafa vish eno bi yodo, vikom kom gam eno bi al chaveru, vishaper mishamer. That's what he says over the grandson, the footnote 7. To be quite close. A very interesting idea. But then he quotes a Chassam Sofer. A very fascinating quote of Chassam Sofer. He says, Poshut, it's not a lom de shavar, it's a matter of fact. If someone else is handed in the till, there's no way you can watch. It's like having someone at the cash register. Let me tell you, mister, if he wants, there's no way you can have cameras and you can have everything. Come on. You just can't. His hands on the money. So he had two. His hands on the dough. If he wants to this, he wants Bertoso, Marich, Bertoso, Makata, he can make it long and short. Hey, he's the boss. A beautiful phrase from Tanakh that the Chassam Sofer used. He says he can't compare Tzira to Lisha. But, see, what are we afraid about? The water shouldn't fall on it. From that, remote control camera's going to work. Remote control camera, you'll see that there's no water. So you can watch it from afar, that's going to work. But lo domi le shima mi lisha vei lef tabar de Yisrael dafka, vlo shi yosh goi vishma Yisrael. Hosni mi shenosa mayam le kemach, hoza megabel biyodo hu ha mishamer. Vi ev shalero lishmar ima gabel o yishmar, ima megabel o yishmar, shov shokat shomer. Posek in Tillim, ima shem lo yishmar ir, Shav Shokat Shomer. The guy sits there here with the Burns man, with the NYPD, with the Allah Gutta Zachin. In Hashem Lo Yishma Chalila Kodesh Baruch is not going to watch. It's Shav Shokat Shomer. You can sit there, watch this guy. If he's going to play with his hands, you know, with the dough, you're watching, it won't work. That's the Chazam Sofer says. Whoa, 1 second. That's after the Yisrael. See, it's different. The water should fall on it. That you can notice. So there's a key vort over here. If it's a machona, if it's in a machine, Roman al-Gabav says the footnote, then it should be good. According to Chassam Sofer, what a piece of vort, very nice. Very nice vort over here, beautiful vort, beautiful. So I saw the Ma'anim Uzman start off the same way, at the end makes a 180-degree turn. From the Nachas vort. Quotes Chassam Sofer, quotes the Nechas Chida, he has the same Aram HaKomis. It's in the same Aram HaKomis. The Mikroach is going to be Mekel. The machine Shmura should be considered La'aloh, should be good. And he turns it around differently. You know why? Because of Menachem Svara. You need a Maisa. You need a Maisa Lishma. You can't do it. Otherwise, he puts the same word that he used. What is the word that Rashi Pesach used? Nitpas. He says, Masha'eno b'yod chaveru ha-shapin nitpas ha-kavonu l'shem matzis mitzvah afal pi she'eno b'yodu. Alosh nitpas. So I saw her, in Mamash, the same word he uses in the Mikra, in the modern Mizmanim, Reish Tamach Dalit. He says, Anu v'yarnu v'achrachtu d'b'shmiru l'chud lo nitpas al-shma. Same word. Uvitzira t'china t'orach lama d'shana d'ika t'chov v'shmiru rak she'ev al-tasa. The same word that we just saw in the Chassam Sofer. About a leash you have to be nitpas, you have to be b'maisa d'afka. V'lo mahani b'mechon ha-shena l'kovach sheni. Then he says, I don't know why that should be true, but that's your maisa. Then he says, but he has a tifer of art. Unbelievable. He wants to say that even if you'll say that it's considered your mind, it's still no good. Why? If you press the button and walk away, it's not going to work, because then things can break down, anything can happen. Look at this vardi he has over here. This is a real chumrah. The person who presses the button, who did the mice, he walks away. Aye, there are others there. V'acherim, v'adai lo avdi al shmiru l'chud. V'lo nitpas b'lu al shmo. And therefore it's no good. In other words, if you have an assembly line in a hand factory, everyone's doing something. So everything's nitpas al shmo together. But if you're just watching, the shmo is not nitpas. So the first guy pressed the button, very nice. The rabbi comes in with a big beard, and he presses the button. And then he goes up to sip coffee. And he had, he's responsible. He has 100 work. He can't watch the whole thing anyway. There's no way he can watch the whole thing. You ever seen his machine? Ever been in a factory? Some of these things have the line could be a mile long. And you're gonna run. You can't run around the whole thing the whole time. You can follow one mat if you run, but then you're missing all the other mats, which came as a result of you pressing the button. So Mimela, it's impossible. So you have to rely on other people. Those other people didn't do anything. It's not nitpas. You're smart enough. So therefore, the more the Muzmanim is not excited about the 1 second, even if you'll say that the Koach is considered Kofa, because you're not watching it. La Nia's Daiti, even though I can't be Machriya, inshallah, I can't be Machriya, I don't know who's right. But in my personal opinion, since I saw somebody quote this, I don't remember, forgot now who, a line from one of the Poskim, either from the Chassam Sofer, from somebody or other, who said, look, we only have one mitzvah left in the world of Achilah. It's the only one. This is it. This is it. So at least we should try to do the best we possibly can. Achas b'shanu v'chaviv v'yikara. There's another quote from somewhere. I forgot a different quote. Anyways, in my opinion, the best thing to do for the tzedarim is to have hand mats. That's what I do. I'm not saying that I can make many, many svaras to be made. But look. I don't want to take any chances. Red face, everyone else greased the rods if it's in a machine. And the rabbi machine, you don't need b'chlal. They said four different svaras to be made. After all four are said, I still think it's better to use hand mats. Well, come on. Once a year, spend £9.90, whatever it'll be. Yeah. Second night.
Something.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe he meant beyond the first time. The Germans kill only have machines.
Right.
They won't let him out then.
Right.
They won't let him out then because they'll say it's Shash Chametz.
What about the fact that we had 3,000 years before we had machines? So we were saying
emotionally like a serious timer. No, the timer, that's not a timer. I'll tell you why. Because I'll tell you why, I have the same, you have to do the best you can. You do the best you can. If they didn't have it, they didn't have it. They did the best they could. No one's saying it's the majority of the hench masses are chometz, chas v'sholom. A tiny minority, they'll say. So you don't get a chance, the best you don't get a chance. Your mind is the computer store. The computer store with the stop. So many politicians use computer because it checks finds mistakes that the human being misses. So says, no, Moshe didn't have a computer. What is anything? He did the best he could. And the clients did the best they could, and maybe they made mistakes. I mean, they had better hazards. I didn't say only a computer. The computer, in fact, catches many mistakes that human beings don't catch, whatever it is. It's a fact. No, you can't argue. It's a dispute right in front of you. Anyway, let's go back.
Back that maybe I should take a magnifying glass and I see
their
bugs go over.
No, there's a big difference. Someone asked that question. That's it's a no comparison. In other words, it's a question. If I have a computer, it sees the word echad is missing. Krishna. Missing. But the person missed it somehow or other. So, possible. I thought he didn't see a microscope. It just was there for you to see. He just didn't see it. But bugs are under a microscope, you can't see it. So that's why it doesn't mean it. Big difference. Enough, yeah.
If we're not sure about it, if we should use hand, then we should use machine.
Not that I don't trust the hand, I don't throw it out until I finish the second, say, okay, out to the garbage, buy you up by a month, chas v'shalom. But I eat regular. Sorry, everything else. It's easier on your constitution. It's a bit of simchas yotzeh. If you have to take care of your stomach too. Your Rambam said, a person only eat. That's simchas akeres. That's it. But you have to have that too. That's just a small prerequisite. Your stomach gets caught up in knots by the hand shmura. And then, yes.
Also,
the Shulchan Aruch that we learned the other day says, Tol Moshar and Moshar Kathira. Right. Maybe the Shulchan Aruch is alluding to the other day is that the wash for Chashash Chinas too. Nothing in the Chiyim saying Tol.
Could be.
Okay, that's not a Chiyim,
but...
No, no. He's referring to as of what point after the Shmira from. That's what he's talking about. He's not discussing that issue. Open up your Mishnah Berurah, Zerbos. Open it up.
Then why is it he's alluding to the heart?
Sure. I'm going to open the Mishnah with Simon Tov Samach. The Mechabah say, Loshin Matas Mitzvah, will they open also, are they Goy, will they Keresh, or the Vekot? Shine, the end. Says the Bir Halacha. Everybody with me? Right at the beginning. Ain Losh. It's on the Mahama Kamas. You already yesterday, day before. Sunday. So this is Sunday's Mahama Kamas. So by now everybody's finished. Sunday. Today's Tuesday. Oh, that reminds me. Next Sunday. Shiur is at 10 o'clock. It's coming Sunday. Shiur is at 10 o'clock. Because the Achnos is safe for Torah at 11:30. Okay? Both of you hear me straight. Shiur at 10 o'clock. Okay. Well, I don't know what they're doing. I'm Bataz, the Daito, the Apka, Lisha, Vafia, the Mahani, Omen Al Gaba. Abba Vitchina, the Chulialma, Mahani, Bistro, Omen, Varoash, Lonatas, Pazer, Shum, Chashash, Chimut. As the Taz says, Abba Dats, the Rabbi, the Kabach, the Tchina, Taiba, Tukta, the Shuva, the Simatop, the Yemos of Dalit. The Yem name of the Shemin and Shiva, the Shemamish, as Tchina. The male and you call on us and say, "Gam kai lechir you come and knock it if you feel it's on the gala." The name of the shiur the shmo which is the veiler, mutl on the last is tchina. They knock it if you chersh the cotton. And his can be saved by Mati Yehuda. Umash and knock on a mechaber lisha. Why do we have to end Lashin? Should have said end Tochnin. No, they say. Did you appear? Mills of the Psyche Noga. This is the house of the Chuli Alma. The Afila Madam, not the Likach Kemach when I shook back at Tochnin Gimel. Bishas Atzchak. Mode the Gamke, the Mishas Lisha Velech, Bin and Shimel, the Shmo, Dach, Vos, Eri, Akra, Vachesh, and the Vekotor, Chamash, and Bira, Grow. The Mechab, and Nochab, and Dovid, the Chuli Alma, so we see him at the Yehuda, the Chavino, Medakim, Lats, and Smat, the Shmura, Shlo Litzchon, as Achitim, and the Yisrael, Berechayim, Shul Yad, Bracket, as we just so quoted. Vu Adin, Berechayim, Shul Mayim, Lo Adin, Berechayim, Shul Akum, Shul Behemus, Vafil Yisrael, Omen Al Gaba, Vachain Roar, Lino, Golahanik, Ad Kan, the Shono. To be a locha, to be komakom, mina kaholam kayom poshukat had lahochel betchina de akum. Why should that be? God the chsamsovet miyusha betuv tam vedas. Chsamsovet said the reason why we can't trust all of them are always right. Ushmartem es hamatz the shmiras, but you can't have a shmir when it comes to the lisha because shav shakat shomer. That's when it comes to the lisha. From Mitzira Ve'elech, what is Tchina ultimately? What is Tchina? No good of Tchina anywhere. Tchina just means that the Zunay is Makarav to the mind. We saw that in the Rosh. And Bizmana Zed, did I show you this Mishnah Berurah yet? I think it's in Tofnun Gimel. Look at Tofnun Gimel, please. Just keep your hands here, let's go back for a minute. But the Sharatin is Beferish. That in our Tchina, if we don't have any water, then you don't then there's no Zashita. Did I show you that already? Sharatin Lamed Gimel. I told you that. Chemed Moshe. How can you argue with that? I don't say you can argue. They're always with Chinas because it's Makarv on the Mayim. There's no water, there's no water. Memela, it's Biyusha, Betuv, Tav, the Tav, the Shita. Right. Okay. He says, this whole din, the fourth white line of this shimur, is it the Rais or the Rabbonim? It's a machlokes ben apostle. The Bach sounds like it's the Rabbonim. Chok Yaakov, the Smach, the Akro, the Shmatim, the Samatis. And the Prichodesh holds it's the Rais. And Chok Yaakov is derived from the Rambam, Perikei Aloch Ches. What did it say there? What did it say? Rambam, he doesn't quote Rambam, just that you expect to know Rambam by heart. What is this Rambam? Perikei Aloch Ches and Chometz Umat. It's a very important Rambam. It's even a question where it ends the Rambam. You have a Tavshel in its Vashel of an Insevel Sorem Ochitim in this Baku where they call that Tavshel Osir. Alone is Baku, you throw it out. It's not Chometz Dogon Shel Torah. We'll discuss this tomorrow, Mr. Shem, why it's so. It's a Rif, it's a Rosh, it's a Ran. Ve'en Olam Adivei Sofrim. Mishum shenemar u'shmartem es hamatzas kolomar hizaru b'matzah v'shimru osu mikomisat chimutz. So he talks about divrei sofrim, and then he says mishum shenemar es hamatzas. Well, why does it say chiddush? Because this is the print which we have, the Shapsi Frankel. And the regular one that you have in front of you, the mishum shenemar is part of halacha tes, not part of halacha ches. Probably a mistake. Even though there are the Prichodesh is not that way. But the Prichodesh is the one who holds that it's the Raisa. So the Prichodesh said that the Mishum Shinama goes weiter and Aloha Tess, not a Divrei Sofer. He quotes the various Tfusim. Shinui is called on the side of the Frank Rama. Very important. What's the matter? Very important. Where did Mishum this that sentence? It's going on Aloha Ches a test. That may be critical. If it goes on Aloha Ches, you see a Shmur is the Rabbanon. It goes on Aloha test, you see a Shmur is the right. That's how the Prichodesh test. But the Machlok is how we split up the paragraphs in the Rambam. If you Aloha Ches a test, you look inside, you'll see. Oh. So take a look now inside in the back of the Bir Aloha. He said like this. But our prima godam calls it the Medivri Rama main raya. Let me see where I'm up to. Line starts by prima godam. It's the seventh wide line. Shekosav kain rakla dogon shalon is baka. Yeah, you have your grain which did not split. the min haTorah ain't Yisrael ain't the chimutz. V'chazal asru devoshim begamur. That's why. But really, really, it would be d'oraisa. Even if you have the original girsa, let me shem shenemar. What we think is more beduyak here in the Frankel edition. Let me shem shenemar goes on halacha ches, not on tes. So they brought a riot to Rabbana. No, not at all. In that case, it's the Rabbana, the conversion. That's the very start by Doga. But there's a din d'oraisa that you have to watch from chimutz also. This is the Rabbanadik extension of a din d'oraisa. Doesn't mean it's a din d'rabbana. And then the Bir Halacha puts in his own 2 cents. Uve emes, kadinim aprim agonim. Whoops. Someone changes the gears on the bottom, but I think it's, you don't have to change it. It's going to say the same thing, I think. That might be d'oraisa. You don't have to change it. Shekei Mucha, the two priests hold the same thing over here. Shekei Mucha with Perek Vav Melocha Tess Shekos of our Rambam. We read it yesterday. Chalas told that Yotzen and Yechavos Shenel Shmano Tamatzes Velo Hizke Shem Klal Shem Adivre Sofrim. And look at the Perish of Mishnayis here in our Mishnah. Lamed Hey. He quotes, what does it say? The Fichok and Yotzen Vav Pesach Av Afish Yimatzah Gemura Fisha Omer Hashem Yizborach. Not any rabbi. Omer Hashem Yizborach. Ushmatim Es Hamatzes Bo HaKabola Matam Mishnameres Shem Matzah. You see, it's a daraisa, Rosh Gemura. Yeah, that was Rava requires Shimi Yisera, but that's Ksira. That's the Rabbona, Nevada. But the din of Shmir Bechlal, the din daraisa, Zicha daraisa. Not true about that. He's wrong. I mean, one could say that it's wrong. But Dorach HaShul Chatzvar. The Tzvei Dinim over here, the B'Aloch HaSum, is one big din. Shmal, Shmir, Shmira, Shirim, it's all one big thing. Loi! We suggested it's Tzvei Dinim. One is the din of Shirim Mishimus. And another din, Rabbi Osai, of Kavona, whatever that kind of that means, that we said that it's Kavona for Pesach. We can suggest as follows. The Olam, this whole din of Shiva Michimutz, right, that whole business, maybe that's the Rabban. The whole din might be the Rabban. However, this halacha of the Shem Zevach, which is a new din, we already pointed out earlier today and yesterday, that's a different kind of halacha. It's a different kind of halacha, that's a Noraisa. Yeah. If you have some of a kavana to use it for the Shem Zevach, which is some of a mafkia, the Shem Pesach, then that would be no good with the rice. But if you don't just don't watch it so well, not so on top of the situation, it's possible to say that might be completely the Rabbanan. Not only the extension of Mishas Ktsira, but even Stav, you just make matzahs, you don't find any cracks, like Rashi said, you don't find any stokim and things of this nature which indicate that it's chametz. So it could be even in that kind of a case, there's no din midoraisa either. It's a different kind of a din. My nafkamini will say, what, who cares if it's the rice and the rabbanon? I'll tell you nafkamini. You take a bar mitzvah and put it to work. It's the halacha says. We discussed it in a different context just recently. Tell you about my bar mitzvah and Parshas Parah. Right? So you don't rely on chazaka the rava when it comes to the rices. I lay Parshas Parah. You don't rely on bar mitzvah. Because you don't know. So here too. If the idea of the Shema Mechimutz is Doraisa, and you have to knead the dough with that proper thing, so then what? Then what? Then you can't rely on Rabbi Mitzvah. That's what he says. But if it's the dough de Rabbanon, then you can't. So maybe one could argue that since the, presumably for the purpose of Kavana, the exclusion of Zevach Toda, for that you don't need someone doing putting his hands into it. Just that's what he has in mind. So then it's possible that we can remake, even according to the Rambam, and allow the 13-year-old to do the actual kneading of the dough, l'shem atzvitz. Perhaps. Then he goes on. Well, if he's there, he says, yesh nizoyer, shalol lismol l'chathchila, b'matzvitz al-chazok al-derova, t'svir le'et demikeven shigil l'chlal shonim. The stomach of Eel Bay Cyrus, im lo shem gedol in bishon, you have to be older. You have to say how old? 50, how old have to be? I mean, I don't know what to say. Some say 16, some say 18, oh, whatever. Old kasa, you say how much who I am? The line began with the word lo. About two-thirds way down the wide lines. Old kasa, the ach l'shma yirah l'yotzi l'peh. You should say the words of shame, matzis mitzvah. Right, you got to say it. Right? Uvid yevet sagav b'machshav. V'zeb l'ishav afir, the matzah, b'shem l'stoma l'shma. Yeris? Stoma l'shma? I don't know. Masha'en kem b'tchina uktsir et tzarachin. Ad kan l'shama. I don't know what he's talking about.
When
it's not stoma l'shma. He's thinking l'shma. Machshav, that's not stoma. What does the word stoma l'shma mean? My mind is blank. What does it mean? Stop all the shmoy, my mind is blank. Stop!
When else do you make thoughts?
Hold on. Everyone has a place, you have to look inside. Vinei Mitvarov. Is another Mishnah Brewer, by the way. Everyone has one? One sitting here empty. Vinei Mitvarov. Nired im lochosha v'yisrael v'shas lisha v'afil l'sheimata afil b'diyeven n'yotiba v'chein mashma me rashi. Everyone see the place? Everyone have a place? There's the line inside the word mashma. Everyone see it? V'chein mashma me rashi daf lamet ches ahod isa sham chalas todem im asom natsven n'yotzim bo yinecho vosam b'pesach should dechsi v'shmatem es ha-matzos mata mishtaber es l'sheimata yotz zuzu. Shein ha-mishtamer es l'shem matzah l'shem zevach. U'pirish Rashi, u'shmartam b'chul l'shem matzah. Kol shimur sh'ata m'shamro hiskaven l'shem matzah shal mitzvah. U'mashma b'lashonu, d'stom alo mahani. You actually have to have the ferish kavona for the purpose of matzah's mitzvah. Ve'en adom alamay d'kayim alon l'gabe kochim, d'stom l'shmo koi. Mishum dehikdisho mitchilo l'shem ola o shlamim. You already sanctified this animal for ola shlamim. Umishum hachi talina debeisa avoda omen gamke l'shem ze. Since he designated already in advance. Mashenge minyoneinu. He thinks he should stay. It's stomach not l'shmo. Stomach is not l'shmo. I say let's try to Rashi. Omdo bechidushi aritva l'psochem atzasi shekosa. Dimlosh Yisrael or Isa or Kevan, the Chol the Ka'avid, the Pesach Ka'avid, Zel Kipirish the Shem Mitzvah. Vedavka Bishas Lisha, the Stoma Kaimalach. What else are you doing it for? Avol Shima the Ksira, she ain't Stam Ksira the Kaka, you make Ksira for many other things. Tzorach She Yizko the Shem Mitzvah, Kadama Rava, what do we mean Kadama? What did Rava say? Hafichu, what should you say? Shafichu l'shem matzo, l'shem mitzvah, two gerses. Uva'akum shein l'chelek v'mitzvah, afilu b'shas lishal ova l'shem mitzvah. Vodil cheret v'vekot, that's what the Ritva says. Ho, come on! This is really to be Yisrael, God will stomp on the shmokoi! Brackets! Uktsas tema. Miyodav zeh b'chsiva sefer Torah, b'askaro sehen, the stomp on the shmok, yisra l'kavei ha'nizokim, af memheim et beis, v'ashba yibu l'shmok, v'chul ha'an shem heitim, v'tzorachin. Hey, why is that? Why should we say, what would he do it for if not for the mitzvah of matzah? But what would else do you write Hashem's name if not for the mitzvah of Sefer Torah? And Aval Pikein, we don't say Stam Olishma. So here too, we shouldn't say Stam Olishma. That's the Bialachas Kasha. That's his last line in this very long paragraph. So what do you say, Rabbi Osai? Should we say Stam Olishma or should we not say Stam Olishma? What do you say, Noam? Okay. What do you say? I don't understand the Ritva at all. I have a kasha in the Ritva, which I hope you can help me out. I don't understand the Ritva. Don't understand the Ritva. Is it true that the average person makes matzah for the Seder, and it's for the Seder only? I mean, we just got to say before, most matzah made for the whole of the 7 days of Pesach. If the Ritva works the opinion of Rashi and Tosfos, you need the Shem Matzah Mitzvah, you don't have it. You can't say Stam Olishma the average matzah for the Seder. Not true, the average matzah for the fifth day after. Yeah, those are the only unhand matzah. There's nothing else. So the average matzah after the Seder, so how did the Ritzvah know that the average matzah for the Seder? Where do you get that from? It's not true. So I don't understand what the Ritzvah is saying. Eagle at the Rif for the Shem Pesach is enough, then why can't a Goy be good? That's what the Rav Haigon said, a good guy is even good. So I don't understand the Ritzvah too well. Oh, that's Stam HaHor on the Ritzvah. If you have an answer, let me know. I don't know the answer. Now I have another HaHor of both sides. The Kasha from Sefer Torah. Where did the idea come from that you say Stam HaLishmah? You'll find the Rishon have it by Bris Mila. Bris Mila, Stam HaLishmah. That is a brit mila, and then what's Stam HaLishmah? So, mila, Stam HaLishmah. Because after all, I think it's shot like this, Rav Osa. What's common, I hate to use this funny terminology, what's common to the mitzvah of bris mila and to karbonis? As they say, Stam HaLishmah. So I thought what's common to them was that there is, forget the expression, there's a Chepta Shal Mitzvah, and this Chepta Shal Mitzvah demands a certain action that you do with it. The Ola demands a Bris Mila, the Korban Ola demands a Shechita L'Shem Ola. So Stam HaLishmah. But everything else, there's no demand. No, he already has Makashah beforehand, we saw that over here. As opposed to, I write a Sefer Torah. What happened? I have a piece of parchment and I have a pen. Am I mechuyev to use this parchment and this pen to write a Sefer Torah? No! I'm not mechuyev. It's not automatic, what we call, this chepta, it must be used for this particular purpose. No, not true. So that's the critical difference. So even though, someone else using it for, he's going to sit and do this Hebrew, the Shema, this whole fancy, what do you call that expression? Treating of the, tanning of the hide. What's he doing it for? He's probably doing it for a Sefer Torah. It's true. But he could do it for a Sefer Torah, and then he can change his mind. He passes it as one of that Bilsa, and he could use it stop to write a term paper on. Anything he wants. The Chet doesn't force you. You hear the word. And Aniyah's dieting, this is why I'm against something which it says in the footnote for the Mikroi Kodesh. In the footnote of Mikroi Kodesh, it talks about the following story, it suggests. He's referring to a case over there where somebody put the water in before he had a chance to say the Shem Matzah Mitzvah. You remember in the middle, the whole story there. So one of his Svaras Haka was, this flour, it comes from grain which is Shmura Bishas Ktsira. So you already did something with it. Once you did something with it, it's over the Mitzvah, so it's Stam HaLishmah by a carbon. In my opinion, it's not true. You could take rain, you could wash it from the time of the Ksira, and then take it and throw it in the garbage. Throw it in the Chos and Kala when they're walking down there. Do whatever you wanted. I'm a chayv, you can do something. Not the same as a carbon or a bris mila, you're forced to use this behema, this ola for a mitzvah. Yeah, very nice. You prepared the wheat, you prepared it, I can throw it out. I think that's a critical difference. That's why I'm not masking to what he did, what he says in the footnotes, and that answered the kasha to be halacha too in the brackets. Came there early. Yeah, we'll come to that later. We'll come to it. Now, by both sides. Turn the page, please. Turn the page. The law often. Mechabes have a loaf and also they agoy and mechers of the bekot. Says the Mishnah to be alocha, uche the mevur b'shas taf mem, b'shas afia, amad afia l'chulei alma b'in Yisrael. We discussed this yesterday in Shir, with the carbon of Sana with the Rosh, v'ayin b'beis yosef. I have to get a new tour. You have a new tour? You know more? Ayin b'beis yosef ma'ashe kosev azeh, v'abacholek olov. The Beis Yosef suggests the possibility you need Lisha Lishma, Shima L'Shem Chimutz, and not to a goy. But afia you don't need. That's a wild suggestion. The Bach said it's completely impossible. It's completely impossible. Once you require Elisha Lishma with the Yisrael watching it, you certainly require the afia with the Yisrael watching it, for sure. So my opinion, the Beis Yosef is not going off the wall. That's the posh of the reading of the Rosh is that way. Remember I told you the Gaonim? One Gaon and another Gaon. Gaon plus Gaon equals Gaonim. Ramaki Tzedek and Shilters and Eilu doesn't know from the other one. That's where I think the Beis Yosef got it from. But I want to see, because there's a whole attack on the Beis Yosef. They said, they looked it up and the Rav Yo never said it there. The question of what the Beis Yosef means, it's a question of, you'll see in a minute, so you make the reference to something. My opinion, the reference of the Beis Yosef to the Rosh. The Rosh implies that there could be a person that would hold in Elisha, but Shimon, the Mechimot, and Afia not. Afia goes by itself, you put it in the oven, that's it. That's, we'll see in a moment whether my suggestion is in fact correct.
Afia is also different. It's not an action that you do, it's something that happens in place.
That's true. Before we, I want to show you. Thank you very much. While I'm looking, look to the Mishnah Berurah, the Anderson Cotton Dallas. Just look at the last few lines. Thank you, though. I'm sorry to trouble you. So, where are we? Tough summer. Here we go. Yeah. The Beis Yosef says like this. I see the footnote, but I can't see where it goes back to. Oh, here it is. It says like this. I call the Piskei Arash. And it quotes other sources. This is Umashma Bidvara. Shem Losh Yisrael Vafo Goy Yota. So he wants to know what's mitvarov. The chidush yagos lo matzasi dvarim elu bagos maimenias shulafanenu. Ayin ba. Because the most recent source he quoted was the yagos maimeni, which you don't find it apparently. In my opinion, he didn't mean the yagos maimeni. He meant really the rush himself, but the rush is mashma a little bit that way. But the Rabban doesn't help me out. I thought he was going to give me some help. I'm sorry, I slapped you for nothing. Forgive me. So that's a shout out to Carbon Asano's a steer, and we saw two Carbon Asano's. I can't get out of that one. I'm not sure how to get out of that problem. But let's take a look, Rabosai, in the last Mishnah Berurah in the Sif. Ubabon Oseinu Arabim. Kama Anoshim Mekilim Avenichim Lekotin Vektana Litin Mayim Betoch HaKemba. They let the kids put the water in the flour. And it's a cotton dollar. Shalom kedin olsin. Then it's seen as maya b'toch hakemach hu b'chal lisha l'dati yashom v'shem v'shem chav dalat gimel nechal shabbos. Lo nof b'gidei chovas matzah b'matzah kazu. Im lo shed lokeach matzah sacheres l'ele said l'kav said l'achilas matzah. Gevalt. It's a terrible thing. So then in the Bir Halacha he quotes himself. The matzah of a cotton. And it's v'yosim izayish toz despashim v'ein zanoshim. Shekonim kemach shmuru lafias matzaseim, v'gam eim enichem l'ktana mitin mayim asocha kemach, v'kam atome, shechosh v'n shekeim ha-shekemach u'michitim sheshamu v'yes ha-ktira, yotzu b'zei edei ha-kol, v'toz godalu, shebechol ofenu ha-ikir alisha lafia, for sure. V'akein tzorach shiei b'zei kol ma'asein, haino ha-chit nesin asmayim asocha kemach, alisha v'aricha, v'yesham gam ha-nigur lafia, ha-edei gdolim, V'yia kol b'feirah shei matzas mitzvah. V'yein tzorich shei yomu b'chol matzah u'matzah. Ela yomar kol echad ma sheyase hayom b'inyan matzah zu. Yia kol l'shei mitzvahs matzah. Zuchurani b'meinu urayo aminu b'Yisrael. Shebe'es hafiyas matzahs b'ala matzah yomar b'chol zel ha'uskim b'kama pomem shei Yizkru shi matzis mitzvah. Achsha b'yomeinu nisrofei faminuk hazeh. Veshekama medaktikim likach matzah shmur lalei ha-seder. V'amatzah shmur nefah b'kol minehidim neshe al-pi rov lo'kenos l'mirav ha-iyo mishari tamidu ha-chomim. the Al-Kane, the Datke, the Stam, Matzahs. The typical mover. You make Mahadrin. You make Mahadrin, so the regular kashrus down, goes down the tubes. Abu Be'emes, that's unbelievable. He's a rough talking here. Look at what he says. Yotzas Chareinu Be'efseidenu. Sof Sof Rov Ha'olam Ein Lokha Matzashmura. In Europe, they didn't buy Matzashmura. They couldn't afford it. They make it a matzah. The Yotzim is Stam Matzah. Because they rely on the Poskim that says enough Lishavelech. After all, even the Rif was a theory, we saw the Ramban going to Chathchila. Ukshet Tanim Oskim Minyon Elisha V'Aricha V'Chai Gavna Ein Yotz Yudei Matzah. Fim Ken Yoser Tov Hoya Minush Alefanim Shoya Balabalas Balabayas Ona V'Omen Matzah Mitzvah L'Chol L'Fnei Akol Shezeh Gomen Al-Gabe Al-Gabeyem V'Yotz Al-Kol Ponem L'Dei Ashnir. At least according to the data that says that what? The Yotzei with a good law with Al-Gabam, no. At least it's something. Without stop, they stop that also. So what do you see clear in this B'Alocha? You need constant reminder. You get to say the Shema to the Mitzvah and walk away for the rest of the day. Constant reminder.
Oh.
That's what he says. Now, Rabosai, here's a big question. Big question. Did he mean this Chumra only in a case of Ketanim? You have to constantly be on top of them, the Ketanim, in order to make sure that at least if you go to the second Shita, that Gadol and Al-Gabam is enough. But when it comes to a Gadol, it's enough to say in the morning, the Shema Tzimitzvah, and that's it. Or did he mean, no, even by a Gadol, you can't say the Shema Tzimitzvah and have it and then work, and then once, and then work 10 hours straight. Every few minutes, you got to say again the Shema Tzimitzvah, even if you're doing it yourself. Which one is it? So Machlok was the Chocham Echad and the Baal Mikroi coach. Chocham Echad was Macher. I can't tell you who it is because he doesn't identify. Where is it? Chocham Echad said, what is Simon Bays? Simon Bays. Hey, Chocham Echad. Both go to the bakery from the Shmur Matzah. Yeah, they say the Shem Matzah Smitzvah. They say it once and that's it for the rest of the day. I'm going to be no good. Look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkot and Gimel, before we get to the B'Alof. V'da, the end of Sifkot and Gimel. V'afila me'kilim, v'dasa me'kilim, v'omen al-gabov, with a small little Zionist. And he tells you the saw Zion, Shumas, Mishkanus, Yaakov, Simon. Don't follow? Don't follow? Right? Lo yistapik v'masha oma b'lo pamachas korma asir shikham l'shem atzis mitzvah. Rak tzarek la'asirah b'chol shah al-zeh, so this Chacham Echad thought it applies even to a case where the person who's doing the work is over by mitzvah. Says the Mikra Kosh, it's incorrect. Ulam ein ha'orazu nechona v'anachlam liYisrael. Because the Mishnah Yaakov only said it by a goy. But there are those who say it's good enough. God alam al gabov. No, for that you need constant reminders. That's what the B'Alach is talking about, the meaning of the Srofev, etc. Avak Shapolim and Yisraelim and Gedolim Maspik Sheyomu Vascholas Alisha L'Shem Mitzvah Matzah Mitzvah to B'Zeh Shap Arminan to call or Osa Al-Das Rishon Osa. Whatever you do is considered a continuation at the very beginning. And he proves on the next page, it says over Feirish when it comes to Tzitzis too. Look at the original source. But Tzitzis, it says like this. There are three Madregas. If a guy is doing with a Gadol and Al-Gabov, if you send your Dalsim base, then the B'Alach calls the Mishkanus Yaakov again. You have to have to tell many, many times, not just once. Okay? On the other hand, however, if someone is Jewish and doing it, then you don't need to remind him many times. You do one of two things, Rabosai. Either you say, what? Either you say, stop, I'm doing the Lashay Mitzvah, which works, because Kol Ha'oseh, Al-Das Rishon Osa, and then he adds the Mishnah Berurah of Kodnei, and B'Alocha he adds, V'kol Shkenim Yom Asher Kol HaTviya Sheyit Yitveh Sheyil Etzem Tzitzis, B'Vare Mahani, V'lo Tzorech Su L'Tam T'Kol Osa. That's the Mitos in Zvachon HaBeis. So you don't even need, if you say, everyone says, Kol Yom HaKolechad Masha Yaseh Hayom, if you say it Beferish, you don't even need the Tzorech of Kol Osa Al-Das Rishon Osa. So the two did it. Once Kolos asks me, if I just say Stam, the shame matzis mitzvah, the shame tzitzis, I'll just say what I'm going to do the whole day. It works without that. If I say Beferish, I'm going to do the whole day, then you don't have to come on to Kolos asks me, no, also. But if a goy is doing it and you're watching him, then you have to constantly remind him. Only by a goy and not by Yisroel. That's what he says. Very, very important. Like, otherwise, you're in trouble. My recollection, who's been in a matzabegu? You see the hand matzabegu. Who's been there? They always feel hurt, no? Oh, it's definite. Shmishreit. Shalom, it's mitzvah, shabtah. Maybe they hold that, maybe they hold the Chacham Echad. Maybe the Mashkiach in the Chassidish Beker is the Chacham Echad of the Makor HaKadosh. But we hold Pashat not that way. If you do it yourself, there's no need for this long. Yeah. All right. Okay. Very good. Rabosai, we have a lot to take care of yet, and we're running out of time. I must discuss with you now a very important topic, which happens all the time. Everybody in this room, I'm guessing, I'm looking around me, everybody in this room is going to be a guest at a Seder. There's not going to be his own balabas at his own Seder. I have a serious question. Are you yotzei the mitzvah of Mas? I'm not kidding around, this is very serious. I really mean it. With all the hidurim, with all the hashkoches, with everything else, Pashas, you're not yotzei the mitzvah at all. Why? It's not yours. Not yours? We turn to Lamed Zayin Amid Beis.
Who are you?
Isa Shalmaisa Sheini Ledivir Abi Meir Pturim and Achala. Divir Chachamim Chayevas Pachala. Why? It has to be yours. Matzah Shalmaisa Sheini Ledivir Abi Meir and Chalodim Yotzim Yachwasa Bepesach. Divir Chachamim Yotzim Yachwasa Bepesach. Yeah, Rashi. Why? Bina mata shalom, v'lo shal gavoa. Frek de Gemara. Bishlo megabe iso. Dichsiv ariso sechem ishalachem. Esrog shalachem. Avo mat, kachal nochem. Elo mata miksiv matzas chem. Why must the mata belong to you? To the person who's yotzei the mitzvah. Omar rova vitema rav yema v'ashlamya yasya lechem lechem. So if you look at the Gemara Kipshuta, it sounds like it's saying you have to actually own the matzis. If you don't own the matzis, you cannot be yotzei the mitzvah of matzis. Bad news for the Jews. A person goes to a seder, he doesn't own the matzis, except for the Baal HaSeder. That's it, no one else, yeah? There's a Ran in the Dorim. The Ran in the Dorim says that, for example, I have guests in my house on Shabbos. I have guests in my house. And this past Shabbos, I had many guests in my house. They came, they had chicken, they had kugel, they had soup, they had fish. Who did that belong to when they ate it? My wife took it from the kitchen, put it on the table. Took some and passed it around the table. Everyone took his own. And who owns it? The Ran in the Dorim says, I own it. The Baal HaBosel owns it. I'm not machne the chicken to my guests. Shem allowed to do it on Shabbos. I'm not machne the piece of gefilte fish to my Talmidim come for Shabbos. Are you kidding? It's mine. Be my guest, I say. I'll give you a shit. I'd say, Lechatz Shalom. You want to have it? Come on, give it to you. Please have it. I'm not mocking it to you. That works 363 days a year. But the two nights of Pesach, Lechora, we're out of luck. Because Matzaschem, Mishal, Shinidorah, from Chala, you require it should belong to the particular person who's being yotzei to the mitzvah. So the Svas Emes says Eina Chinam. Maybe the Geras do it. The Sfas Eves says Eina Chinam. You have guests around your table. You have to be mocked to each and every one of them. These Kazayas of Matzah. No, you do it, I guess, on Yom. Sfas Eves is in Sukkot Aflam Hey. Does it have to be, if you have a guest at your table, Sorech Litin Lo Abalabayas B'matono. It's not enough to let him permission to eat it. But then he writes himself to Ger Rebbe, Ha'olam ain is horrid, brother. How can it be? We're machmir in every chum in the world about matzah. Then it comes to the bottom line, we blow it. How can that be? It's terrible. How can that be? So there are a number of svaras which explain why it's okay. First comes the Shagas Aryeh. Shagas Aryeh in Siman Tzadik Dalet says there's no such thing, no such din, that the matzah has to belong to me. My Rebbe, the Rav, said the same thing. There's no such thing. The Rambam never quoted anyone. Show me a Rambam. There's no Rambam. No such Rambam. It said in a number of places over here, the Sugya, it's not Shalachem, it's no good. Maisa Sheni, Chala, all these kinds of things. So look, what's the whole thing? What's the whole thing was derived from? Doesn't say shalachem like my sukkah. It looks like lakatam lachem yom rishon. The whole derivation is from where? Chala, reishon ariso seichel. Here says the Shagas Aryeh the following words. If I steal your bread, you are mafresh chala yet. I steal your bread. Am I chayv to mafresh chala? I'm chayv to give it back, but I'm not giving it back for whatever reason. Am I allowed to eat it now? Or will it be already some pebble on top of the gezel? Rhymes. First I did gezel, then I'll do tevel. What do you say? Am I over tevel or not? Yes? It's not mine. Says the Shagas Aryeh, you see from the fact that you can't have no such thing. So by the other country, when it comes to matzah, Shimon Kiviyot, with the Reuven's matzah, Gevald and the Shagas Aryeh, Meredith. Mamash Meredith. Yeah.
Shimon can be Reuven's can't be the bread without actually talking about.
Correct.
Shimon take color.
Can he do it? I don't know.
Can't.
Who says can't eat it?
You can't do the mitzvah of challah.
If you compare mitzvah to mitzvah, it should be probably not right. Whether I can do it or whether you have to do it, a third part can do it, that's a question of detail. But it's been seen as a fear. No. It's considered a riso sechem, even though they didn't want it to belong to somebody else. That's the Gvalz Gashagasari. The Makor Chayim is basically the same thing.